from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto. Oh,
yes.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
Thank you, Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
Amazing! Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
You want to play 5 and 7?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes.
This is 5 and 7.
Maury, please join us. Get your headphones on.
This is my favorite game ever.
So, very simple, this game. I will ask Maury to name 5 things. Maury has 7 seconds to name those 5 things.
I don't know. Maury's playing 5 and 7 with his headphones right now.
Can you get them on? Are you okay?
Cables.
Okay. Mocha, okay. Of course, is the official judge and timekeeper.
Okay.
You okay, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay. Maury.
Okay, yeah.
Name 5 sports with a goalie.
Hockey. Soccer. Lacrosse.
Loser.
You named 3.
Hockey, soccer, lacrosse. Would have accepted field hockey. Would have accepted water polo to round out the 5.
People still play that?
Of course, dude. It's an Olympic sport, bro.
Come on, dude.
Okay. Maury.
Yeah.
Name 5 animals without legs.
Oh, my. Snake.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Bro, what about dolphin? What about whale? What about fish?
Well, fish are mammals.
Fish. Okay, listen. Would have accepted snake, worm, snail, fish, seal. Would have accepted any of those.
Snails have legs.
No, they don't.
They have feet.
Really don't.
They have feet.
No. Sorry, bro.
Next.
Maury. Name 5. Oh, because it is Blue Monday. Maury, name 5 kinds of blue.
Aqua. Dark.
Loser.
Okay. Would have accepted royal blue. Would have accepted sky blue. Loon. Would have even given you titty blue.
Oh, man.
How did you not get Tiffany blue?
I need more time.
Maury, name 5 letters on the bottom row of a keyboard.
Z, X, C, V, B.
Yes.
Winner.
Wow.
How did you get that?
So I was doing the poem in my head.
What's the poem?
Quiet Aunt Zelda, Willie sits exams, every dad cares, run from Vicky to get Betty, young Harry never uses Joe's money, oh Lloyd, stop, please.
Sorry, say what?
That's the poem I was taught in school to learn how to type.
Okay.
Say it again, let me follow along here.
Quiet Aunt Zelda.
Wait, okay. Letter by letter, go.
Quiet Aunt Zelda.
Okay, so you go. Okay, so these are the first 3 letters. So top row, middle row, bottom row. Okay, yeah. Go.
Quiet Aunt Zelda. Willie sits exams. Every dad cares. Run from Vicky to get Betty. Young Harry never uses Joe's money. I'm King, comma. Oh, Lloyd, stop, please.
All right. Well, I don't know how he got there, but he got there.
Whatever works.
Maury, name 5 words that start with a vowel.
Oh, there's no poem for that. alphabet, ostrich.
Loser.
Maury, name 5 vowels.
Okay, Maury, you just memorized a poem that consists of the entire keyboard not in order of the alphabet. You have that memorized, but I asked you to name 5 words that start with a vowel, and you could only name alphabet and ostrich?
Okay, let's do that one again.
No! What about up? What about eat? I would have even given you 8. Or the other 8.
Did I get ostrich?
There we go. No.
No? Okay.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
This is 5 in 7.
It's a very simple game, Toronto. If this is the first time you're hearing 5 and 7.
Yes.
Roz will ask, damn it, Maury,
to name 5 things. That's it.
And Maury has 7 seconds to name those 5 things.
And once we are going, Maury, you know the rules. You are not allowed to say stop or ask any questions.
Mocha's the official judge. Maury, name five martial arts disciplines.
Oh my god. Black belt, white belt, red belt. Namaste.
Loser.
You just say namaste?
Yeah, don't they say that at the end of each karate lesson?
Would have accepted, judo, karate, kung fu, any of those, Maury. Would have accepted those.
I didn't get it.
Maury, name five races.
Oh, Chinese. Seems wrong.
Loser.
Would have accepted Tour de France, the Indianapolis 500, the Kentucky Derby, the Boston Marathon, any marathon. Toronto Indy would have accepted. 100 meters at the Olympics would have accepted. Very famous race.
Toronto.
You weren't specific.
Send all complaints to @dammitMaury on Twitter.
Nothing to complain about. Maury, name five things with a hood.
Hoodie. Car. Hood. Hood. Stove. Hood.
Loser.
Car, yeah. Jacket. I would have accepted robe. Stove, you got. Would have accepted...
Robe?
What?
Robe?
Why'd you say it like that?
Would have accepted a city.
Hood. What do you mean, city?
Like a neighborhood.
Oh.
Maury, five double-digit numbers in French.
Dix.
Loser.
Bro, you could have gone 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
But I only know 15. Up to, know up to Dees.
Oh.
Maury, name five non-living things that float.
Oh, non-living. Dead body.
Loser. Okay.
Bro, what about a boat?
Yeah, would have accepted boat, cork, a flip-flop even, life jacket, some poop I would have given you.
He said dead body.
Dead body. Finally, Maury, name things you spread.
Butter, peanut butter, mayonnaise, legs.
Loser.
Okay. Also would have accepted wings, gossip, germs, a cold. Would have accepted hate as something you spread.
I got legs.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, you want to play 5 and 7?
Yes.
This is 5 and 7.
Everybody's favorite game. If this is your very first time locking it into the Roz and Mocha Show, especially for the 5 and 7 game, the rules are extremely simple.
We will ask Dammit Maury to name five things. He has 7 seconds to name those five things. Mocha will be the official judge and timekeeper. Dammit Maury, good morning.
Good morning.
Now the rules, again, you cannot stop once you have started.
That's it.
Maury.
Yes.
Name five pieces of hockey equipment.
Stick. Cup. Shirt. Skates.
Loser.
Okay. You could have said sweater, you could have said jersey. I'm not giving you shirt. Also, where's my hockey shirt? Okay.
And did you say cup?
Cup.
Yeah, the thing that goes over the thing.
Okay.
The thing that goes over the thing. Dammit Maury. Name five recognized religions.
Okay, Jewish. Christian. The non-Christian one.
Loser.
would have accepted, yes, Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, the list goes on. Maury,
mm-hmm.
In reverse order, tell us what each of the five little piggies did.
Well, hold on, I need to know what the first one did. This little piggy went to town, this little piggy... Oh, all the way home. This little piggy went all the way home.
Loser.
Oh, no, that's tough. Oh, no.
Okay, hold on here. Maury.
Yeah.
In the correct order, tell us what the five little piggies did.
This little piggy went to the market. This little piggy watched TV. This little piggy...
Loser.
I completely overestimated your knowledge once again. That is my fault. That one's on me. In reverse order, it was in correct order. It was went to the market, stayed home, had roast beef, had none, went wee, wee, wee all the way home.
Roast beef?
Maury.
Rich pigs.
Name five white foods.
Pierogies. Casserole. Tuna casserole.
Loser.
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese? How is that white?
White people.
No.
No, I was thinking like like the color white.
Like garlic, flour, mashed potatoes, rice. Would have even accepted milk.
You started naming up white people food.
Pierogies and casserole. Which, not wrong.
Right, totally.
Not wrong. 100%.
There, lemon meringue pie.
Yes, lemon meringue.
Quiche.
Quiche.
Lemon meringue pie. That may be the whitest of all white foods. Okay. David Maury.
Yeah.
Name five casino table games.
Blackjack. Backgammon. 21.
Loser.
Okay. What about poker?
Isn't that the 21 one?
No. No. First of all, blackjack and 21, the same thing. Backgammon, I think you might have been talking about baccarat, not backgammon.
Either.
Okay.
Okay, one more.
Okay, Maury, name five gemstones.
Sapphire, ruby, quartz. Diamond.
Loser.
Diamond would have accepted. Ruby, sapphire, emerald, garnet. Would have even given you jade.
Who?
Thrown that.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
You want to play 5 and 7?
Yeah.
This is 5 and 7.
Damn it, Maury. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so how this works is... very simple. It's the easiest game of all time.
No, it's not.
I will ask Maury to name five things, any five things. He's got 7 seconds to name those five things. Mocha will be the official judge and timekeeper. Maury, are you ready?
Okay.
Name five foods typically served on a bun.
Hamburger, hot dog, sandwich.
Loser.
My man said sandwich.
Yes, would have accepted a hot dog, hamburger, would have accepted sub, Philly cheesesteak, sliders.
You love Philly cheesesteak.
Sloppy
steak.
Joe, I would have given you.
Sure.
Right?
Sloppy Joe.
Okay, here we go. Maury, name five units of measurement.
Millimeters, centimeters, inches. Leaders.
Loser. Oh,
so close.
You knew where you were going with that.
Could have said gallons.
I was going to, my next was going to be gas.
Yeah. Gas?
Gas?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Maury, aside from sports, name five jobs that require a helmet.
Hold on, stop.
Loser.
I just give that to you right now. Okay.
Maury, all right. Aside from sports, name five jobs that require a helmet.
Okay, construction. Pilot, astronaut,
loser.
Oh, yes. Also would have given you firefighter.
Huh. Oh, yeah.
Would have given you motorcycle cop.
Okay.
Okay. But you did not get it. Just so you know, let's be clear here. Maury, name five kinds of snakes.
Slithery. A boa constrictor.
Loser.
Hold on, what did you say just now?
Boa constrictor.
Oh, okay, because the way you said it, it sounded like you said it as there were two separate things.
Yeah, python, anaconda, rattlesnake, black mamba, viper. List goes on.
Oh, scary.
Okay. Maury.
Yeah.
Name five things with wheels but no motor.
Oh, my God. Wheelbarrow. Wagon. With wheels but no motor.
Loser.
Okay. Out of all the things that have wheels, I specifically said wheels. You said wheelbarrow, which clearly has one wheel.
But has the wheel in the title.
All the things, skateboard, roller skate, luggage, the list goes on and on. Wheelbarrow. One wheel.
Because I was thinking without a motor.
Okay, last one.
Maury, name five body parts in French.
Oh, my God.
Foot?
Loser.
Did you just say foot?
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, Maury, come on in here for a second. You want to play 5 and 7?
This is 5 and 7.
Oh, my God. Very simple game. Good morning, everybody, by the way. Simply put, I'll ask Maury to name 5 things. He will have 7 seconds to name those 5 things. Mocha will be the official judge and timekeeper as well. Maury, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You ready for this, buddy? I said, are you ready for this, buddy?
Oh, I'm in my mode.
Oh, okay. You're in your mode. And as we know, once the question is asked, Maury, you cannot ask a follow-up question or stop the clock. Maury, name 5 Canadian banks.
TD. Lake Ontario. Lake Huron. CIBC.
Loser.
Sorry. Excuse me?
I was thinking it was like a trick question, like C-banks.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Give me more. Please tell me, where is the TDC bank and where is the CIBC?
No, I was doing banks and bodies of water.
You were doing a combo.
He decided to go for a combo. So no, I would have accepted, as you said, TD. Would have accepted Bank of Nova Scotia, Bank of Montreal, CIBC, Royal Bank.
Not banks of water.
Maury, name 5 string instruments.
Violin, bass, guitar.
Loser.
Guitar, would have accepted banjo, ukulele, bass, a sitar.
I love the sitar.
There you go. All those things have strings. Maury, name 5 things you can blow.
Saxophone, clarinet, candle.
Loser.
Sorry, I was distracted.
Would have accepted whistle, candles, an instrument. You can blow an opportunity, a party favor, a balloon, a bubble. You can blow smoke. All those things you can blow. Maury, name 5 kinds of nuts.
Cashew, hazel, Nutella.
Loser.
You just legit say Nutella?
Yeah. It's in the name.
Come on, man. Okay, we'll do one more here. We'll do one more. Maury, name 5 types of makeup.
Maybelline, MAC, eyeliner, eyeshadow, making up after you break up.
Loser.
Huh?
What?
Like makeup, like we made up.
No! Okay.
Would have accepted eyeliner, lipstick, mascara, rouge, bronzer, eyeshadow.
Making up after you broke up.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
What are you doing, Maury? You want to play 5 and 7?
Oh!
This is 5 and 7.
Okay, very simple game. We asked Maury to name 5 things. He has 7 seconds to name those 5 things. Mocha will be the official judge and timekeeper. I will ask the questions. Damn it, Maury, as you know, the rules are you just can't stop once the question has been asked.
Okay.
Once you're on the clock, you are on the clock. Maury, are you ready?
Yes.
Name 5 body parts that start with H.
Hand. Hair. Heel.
Loser.
Ooh.
What about head?
What about head?
Oh, yes. But the hair is on.
Also would have accepted hip.
Oh, I have that.
I'm bored new you.
Only one?
Only one. Maury, name 5 foods you crack before eating.
Egg. Peanut.
Loser.
Were you just mimicking cracking food?
Yes. He was just taking his hands and just like pantomiming cracking something over and over and over again until the answer just appeared in the mysterious thing that he was, imaginary thing that he was cracking in his hand. Maury would have accepted crab, lobster,
yes.
Even fortune cookie I would have put in there. Coconut I would have given you. All right. Maury, name five even numbers in French.
De, quatre, six,
loser.
Did you just say cat?
Yeah. De, trois, cat. Yeah.
Did you not? Is there not even a slight variation on the pronunciation that you could do to just make it even sound a little bit like the French word for four?
Cut.
not cut.
Not cut. Try again.
Cut.
No.
You just said the same thing.
You just
tilted your head to the side.
Okay. Try one more time.
Quatre.
Okay. Okay. Say, so count to four in French right
deux,
now.
Un, deux, trois, quatre.
Okay. Try again.
Un, deux, trois, quatre.
No.
Can't. Clark can't.
Okay.
Next.
Yes, Maury. You can't. Maury, name five body fluids.
Pee, spit, tears.
Loser.
Pee, spit, tears. Is that the order of what happens to you? Like when you start peeing?
Guys, by the way, that is the name of our new punk band. Spit and tears. Maury, I would have accepted blood. I would have accepted milk.
Oh, the mom.
Right. The mom.
Okay, one more.
Okay.
One more.
Maury, name five things you spread.
Okay. Butter, peanut butter, legs. Can I? Bun?
I did not have that on the list. I did not have that on the list. On the list, I would have given you gossip, germs, hate. You can spread hate, STDs. I would have given you also the word. No, spread the word.
Oh, my God.
Bum, not on the list.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
You want to play 5 and 7?
Yes.
This is 5 and 7.
All right. The easiest game in the world. The greatest game in the world. Dan and Maury will be competing today. Very simple. We will ask Maury to name 5 things. He has 7 seconds to name those 5 things. Mocha will be the official judge and timekeeper. Here we go. Maury, are you ready?
Yes.
Name 5 things you trim.
Hair. Trim. Trim. Plants.
Loser.
Come on in.
Would have accepted hair. Would have accepted a hedge. Your nails. Your weight. You can trim. You can trim time. There's a lot of things you can trim.
Okay.
Okay. Maury. Name the 5 letters in the alphabet right before N.
5 letters. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N. J, K, L, M. J, K, L, M.
Loser.
I, J, K, L, M.
I forgot that one.
Maury, name 5 things you suck.
Okay. Popsicle.
Loser.
Would have accepted lollipop, a straw, a mint, a candy cane, a baby's pacifier. And yes, popsicle was also on the list, Maury.
Also added your job sometimes.
No, not at.
Maury, name 5 round ball games.
Round? Baseball, basketball, soccer.
Loser.
Also would have accepted croquet, bocce, golf, volleyball.
Bowling.
Bowling is on the list of a round ball game.
Maury, name 5 days of the week in French.
Lundi, mardi, Jouvelon.
Loser.
I have a question.
Yes.
Can you please tell me what day of the week Jouvelon is? What day of the week is Jouvelon?
I don't know.
It's like...
Oh, God, I'm crying. I actually have tears.
What day would Jouvelon be?
If Jouvelon were a day, what day would it be?
Jouvelon. Friday.
Friday.
Okay. Oh, thank God. Tomorrow's Jouvelon.
You want to try that one more time, Maury?
Nope.
No. Okay.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
You want to play Password? Do you know how to play this? You ever played Password before?
Live from the Roz and Mocha Studios in the greatest city in the world, yeah. It's time to play Password. And now here to introduce you to today's contestants, your host, Roz Weston.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Joining us today to play Password. Mocha Frapp.
Thank you.
Mocha, it says here, over the weekend, you ate pasta 2 days in a row. Also, you went to the mall yesterday, didn't buy anything.
I know, weird, right?
Interesting. Got to hear that story later. Now, damn it, Maury, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
Damn it, Maury. It says here, you used to eat ants as a kid.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. How this works is Mocha will get the password first. I think we should start with Mocha.
Sure. Okay.
I will tell the audience what the password is so they can all play along. Maury, you do your best to guess what word Mocha is describing without actually saying the word.
All right.
Okay. Gentlemen, please turn your headphones down so I can say the password to the audience.
Okay.
The password is boots. All right. Mocha, you're up.
Huh?
You're up.
Oh.
You have 20 seconds to describe the word without saying it to Maury.
Okay, damn it, Maury. You wear them on your feet.
Socks.
They're not shoes. You can wear them in the wintertime.
Oh, clocks.
Cowboys wear them.
Cowboy boots. Boots.
All right. Okay, now, Maury, you're up.
Okay.
And if Maury gets it right, we'll go back to Mocha.
Okay, here we go.
Turn your headphones down so I can say the password to the audience.
Okay.
The password is xenophobia. The password is xenophobia. Maury?
Okay. Okay, so it's something that you would use paper for.
Writing.
No. If you want to make copies...
Photocopier.
No. Another word, I guess, for that. It's like if you need to make many copies of something.
What?
So did you think the password was Xerox?
Yes.
No, the password was xenophobia, a deep-rooted fear towards foreigners.
Xerox!
Okay.
Oh my God,
okay, here we go. Since it is still your turn.
Oh, no.
Gentlemen, please turn down your headphones so I can say the password to the audience.
Sure.
The password is wakeboarding. The password is wakeboarding. All right. Okay. Maury, 20 seconds on the clock. Please describe the word without actually using it.
Okay. If you really don't want to do this, but you have to over the summer, like it's something you really don't want to do.
Go to school.
No. But you go into it, you swim in it, but you don't like it.
A pool. Swimming pool.
No, I guess.
Wakeboarding was the word.
Oh.
Okay, Maury, one more.
All right.
One more, Maury. If you guys would turn down your headphones, please.
Yep.
The password is cobbler. The password is cobbler. Okay, gentlemen.
Okay, so this is something that you would, I think it grows.
Flower?
No, it's, you eat it, it's yellow.
Banana?
No. Vegetable.
Egg
and it goes wrong with butter.
The password was cobbler, a person who makes or repairs shoes.
Oh. I thought it was corn on the cobbler.
Oh, so stupid.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Live from the Roz and Mocha Studios in the greatest city in the world, it's time to play Password. And now here to introduce you to today's contestants, your host, Roz Weston.
Thank you, everybody. Contestant number one, Mocha Frat. Mocha says here on Sunday, you were unsuccessful in purchasing the white-on-white Jordans. Also, last night, Mocha had a hamburger, decided to put two slices of cheese on it instead of just one like he normally does.
Right, it was a Monday. I was like, what the hell? We're going into a long weekend.
Gotta hear about that. Damn it, Maury, contestant number two. Damn it, Maury, I have no information from you. Maury, as you know right now, it's not Maury's first time on this game. Maury, last time, the rules of the game are... What?
This is so savage.
All the people need to know is, as this game continues, we started with Mocha. Mocha had a word. He described the word to Maury. Maury got the word. It's still Maury's turn. Because Maury has unsuccessfully... Maury's been unsuccessful in describing his very first word. Maury yet to have a victory in Password. So, gentlemen, if you would mute your headphones while I tell the audience what the secret word is, and Maury, you will then be on the clock to describe what this word is without actually saying it. Okay, you cannot hear me? Cannot hear me? The password is odometer. The password is odometer. All right, Maury, here is your word.
Okay. It's kind of, I guess, a gauge of smell. A gauge of, like, if something smells really bad, if something smells really good, this tells you the smell, like the quality of the smell.
Okay. Okay.
What?
Okay, more. I'm gonna explain to you where you went wrong with that one.
I don't know, okay, maybe the beginning?
So I imagine Maury was describing what he felt was an odor meter. When in reality, was an odometer.
Get out of here. Stop it. Odor meter.
It actually makes sense. Okay. Maury, still your turn. Still your turn.
Odor meter.
Okay, gentlemen, if you would mute your headphones so I can let the audience know what the password is. The password is... easel. The password is easel. All right, Maury, here is your word. You are now on the clock.
Okay, so slithery. Slithery in the water. Slithery.
An eel.
Some of them are electric. Some of them are...
Yeah, an eel.
No. Well, okay, pause for a second. Stop the music. Okay, more.
Yeah, he got it.
No, he did not. The password was easel. As in the thing you paint on, not eels. It's E-A-S-E-L.
You are the absolute worst in this game, bro.
You want to do one more?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, let's do one more. We'll do one more here. Okay. Okay, let me tell the audience what the password is here. The password is menopause. The password is menopause. Okay, Maury, here is your password. You are now on the clock.
Okay, so let's just say you're walking along the street and you gotta stop. You gotta stop just in that moment. You gotta stop.
What? I have to stop?
You gotta stop.
Stop sign.
But only you can stop. Your wife can keep walking, but you gotta stop.
Because I got carded by the police for being brown.
No.
Oh. I gotta stop. Are you sure it's not because I got carded by the police for being brown? Because my wife's white.
No, she keeps walking.
Why does she keep walking, Maury?
Because only Mocha can... like,
and why can only Mocha stop?
Because it's menpause.
Right. Or menopause.
The worst!
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
New game alert.
New game alert. Okay, the game is Pinched.
What is Pinched?
You and Maury are going to go head to head here. In front of you guys on the table, there's a giant pile of clothes pegs.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a series of trivia questions.
Okay.
If you get it right, you take a clothes peg and you get to put it anywhere on the body of the person in front of you. If you get a question wrong, that person gets to take a clothes peg and put it anywhere on the body. But here's the thing. Honor comes into this because, Mocha, if you get a question wrong and say you put a clothespin on somewhere on Maury that's going to hurt like hell,
yeah.
Maury, on his turn, gets to put it on you in that exact same place. Can we hear the buzzers, please? Mocha?
Yes.
Maury? Okay. We went through the, we flipped the coin before the show. Mocha, it is your chance to pick. The categories today are ladies' fashion or white history.
What?
Ladies' fashion.
Oh, come on, guys.
Or ladies' fashion or white history. Gentlemen, are you ready?
Yes.
This is Pinched. This one-time staple in a KFC uniform was not a skirt and not really shorts, but a combo of both. Maury. Oh,
skort.
Skort is correct.
Oh, no. Wait, so does that mean Maury gets to take a clothes peg and put it on me?
Maury gets to take a clothes peg and put it on you. And Mocha's hiding some seriously tender skin,
okay,
though, bro.
Okay, where are you going, Maury?
I'm undecided at the moment.
Okay, so Maury has a clothes peg.
With my ear?
And he's going on the ear. How does that feel?
On my... Ah!
Okay.
On my right earlobe, right in the tip of the earlobe.
Okay, Mocha has a clothes peg on his earlobe. Question two. This TV character popularized denim shorts that now bear her name.
Oh!
Mocha.
Daisy Dukes.
Yes, sir.
Yes! All right. Okay. Damn it, Maury.
Now, Mocha gets to put the clothes peg on Damn it, Maury's earlobe.
Give me your white... I mean...
Okay, your white... your white earlobe. Okay, so Mocha has it. It's going right on the very, very...
Ready?
The thinnest part of the skin.
Ow! Okay. Takes a minute.
Okay, question three.
Oh, my God, my ear hurts so much.
Dem shoes with dem red bottoms. Mocha.
Christian Louboutin.
No, yes. Okay. Now, Mocha, you get to choose where you'd like to put this clothes peg on Damon Maury.
I'm going to put the clothes peg.
Yeah. Where are you going to pinch him?
You know the part underneath your nose?
Oh, the septum?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what okay. It's
yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why mine's deviated.
Okay.
Oh,
it just snapped.
It just snapped
right off.
There.
Okay.
I don't know if I can allow that.
Okay. What? Why, Maury?
Because okay? When I talk, it hurts.
Okay. So Maury now has a clothes peg on his nose and on his ear. Okay. The category now, we'll move on to white history.
Oh, great.
High school teacher turned meth dealer. Mocha.
Walter White, Breaking Bad.
Correct.
Yes. Here we go.
Okay. Oh, Maury. Okay. On the underside of the arm. Okay. How you feeling, Maury? You got clothes pegs all over you. You look like I'm like the kid that used to dress punk rock that we used to make fun of, that used to put safety pins and clothes pegs all over him. Okay, question two.
Yeah.
The preferred beverage of the dude. Maury.
Beer.
No, incorrect. Mocha, you get to put one on him. The answer is the White Russian. The White Russian. Maury, the category is white history. Are you not understanding where this is going? All the answers have the word white in them.
Now I get it.
Okay. Jeez.
So I just put a clothespin on Maury's left arm, but the like where the tricep is.
Okay. Question three. Jaws. Jaws 2. Jaws 3D. Jaws the Revenge. Mocha.
White Shark.
Incorrect.
Great white.
Correct, Maury. Now you get to put one on Mocha. Okay, so Maury just put it on your lip. Describe what that feels like.
Oh, man, that's deep. That's what she said. Okay, my eyes are watering right now.
Okay, last question. That other Chicago baseball team. Maury.
White Sox.
No! Yes. I buzzed mine first. You just didn't hear it.
Too bad. The answer's White Sox.
Okay, Maury. Where are you going to put the clothes peg?
Carter Bonneblip.
Oh, wow.
Oh, this hurts.
As much pain as you're in, Mocha, you did in fact win.
Awesome. I feel like a winner.
That is how you play Pinched, and we will do it again.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
This is 5 in 7.
Okay. We've not done this in a while. The return of 5 in 7. Very simple game. We'll ask Maury to name 5 things. He has 7 seconds to name 5 things. Mocha will be the official judge and timekeeper. Damn it, Maury, are you ready?
Yes.
Name 5 things you hang.
Okay, clothes, plants, yourself.
Loser.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Maury.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
A picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
A mirror. I would have even given you commemorative plates.
Oh, boy. Maury.
Not wrong.
Wow. Okay, hurry up. Next question, please.
Maury, name 5 animals in French.
Horse. Zebra.
Loser. Okay.
I have a question. Is that the sound of a horse that he just made?
Yeah, what sound does a horse make, Maury?
Move on.
Maury, name 5 parts of the body that start with L.
Leg. Lung. Left ear.
Loser.
Would have given you liver. Would have given you lips.
Oh, yeah. I use those all the time.
Oh, yeah. Left ear.
Oh, yeah.
Pause.
Maury, name 5 things you put in your mouth but don't eat.
Toothbrush. I'm going to say TV remote.
Loser.
You want to say what?
TV remote? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Why would you say TV remote?
I was picturing a baby gumming a TV remote.
A thermometer. I would have given you straw, a toothbrush, floss, a toothpick.
Oh.
Maury, aside from underpants, name 5 things you wear under your clothes.
Diaper. Thong.
Loser.
Okay, also,
thong is underpants. So diaper, sure. Long johns would have given you Spanx. Would have given you a slip, undershirt. Would have even given you bulletproof vest.
You wear that under your pants?
No, under your clothes.
Jeez,
what
man.
Sound does a horse make again?
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Want to play 5 in 7?
Do we?
This is 5 in 7.
It's everybody's favorite game. Super simple to play, too.
Super simple. We will ask Maury to name 5 things. He will have 7 seconds to name these 5 things. Mocha will be the official judge and scorekeeper. Maury, are you ready?
I am ready. I don't know what happened to my voice.
It doesn't sound like you're ready.
Okay.
Could be ready to be taken to the hospital.
Okay. Maury, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Maury, name 5 sports you do shirtless.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so swimming, shirtless. After you score a goal in soccer, shirtless.
Loser.
Because they run around with their shirt off.
Okay. Would have given you boxing?
Right. MMA.
Or boxing? Swimming, diving, water polo would have given you some. Would have given you wrestling.
Oh, so everything in the pool.
Yes. And some out of the pool as well.
Yeah, you know, like in pool wrestling.
Okay, Maury, aside from jewelry, name 5 things that go around your neck.
Hands. Scarf.
Loser. Okay.
Bro, what about necklace?
I said aside from jewelry.
Oh, aside from
that,
aside
what was
from
the...
Wait, but what was your first answer? Did you say hands?
Hands, yeah.
Can you, just for the sake of this answer, can you show me? Yes.
Like this. Yes.
Okay.
Like that.
Like you're strangling yourself.
Like when I get in trouble.
Wow. I like that. You could have said tie, but instead you went right to murder.
Yeah.
Bandana I would have given you. Damn it, Maury, I would have even given you feather boa.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like, oh, my goodness, I have one of those.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, damn it, Maury, are you ready?
Mm.
Name the five odd numbers that follow the number 30.
Odd numbers. Three. Like, 1, 2, 3, 5.
Loser.
Okay. Let me re-ask the question.
I never do re-ask, but let me re-ask the question. Maury, name the five odd numbers that follow the number 30.
31, 33, 35.
Loser. Like,
almost.
Maury's sitting so close, but he's sitting there counting with his fingers trying to figure it out.
31, 33, 35, 37, and 39.
But then Maury, I got confused because five is the fifth number.
Okay, that should not confuse you at all. Finally, Maury, name five things on a body you can pick.
Nose, ear, belly button, bum.
Loser.
You disgusting human being.
Do I still work here?
Okay, Maury, I would have nose, I would have given you ear, sure. You can pick a hangnail, you can pick a pimple, you can pick a scab.
Mm-hmm.
Right? All things on the list before we can get down to bum.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
So would you like to do the Canada 150 version of 5 and 7 today?
Yes.
Maury, please.
This is 5 and 7.
If this is the first time that you're hearing us play this game, super simple.
Super simple.
Roz will ask Dan and Maury to name five things. And Dan and Maury has 7 seconds to name those five things.
All right. And this is, again, the Canada 150 edition of 5 and 7.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Canada. Maury, name five positions on a hockey team.
Forward, defense, penalty, goalie.
Loser.
Ooh, I'll give you two. I'll give you two.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Penalty's not so much a position on a hockey team.
Well, you sit in the box.
It's not a position, though. Do you mean like a position in the building?
Fan.
Maury, name five people who appear on Canadian currency.
Johnny McDonald. The Queen. The Canadian Tire Guy.
Canadian Tire Guy.
It's a currency, right?
You mean Canadian Tire Money?
You mean the guy with the mustache on the Canadian Tire Money?
Yeah.
No! Laurier McDonald, Queen Elizabeth, obviously, Mackenzie King, and Borden. Maury, name five provinces east of Ontario.
East? PEI.
Loser.
That's the other way.
Okay.
You want to try again?
No, that's right. That's right. East of Ontario.
Oh, east. Sorry, yeah.
Okay, you want to try again?
You want to try again?
Okay,
no,
Maury.
That's a trick question because that's the only one.
Okay, Maury, name five provinces east of Ontario.
East. PEI. Quebec.
Loser.
Kingston?
Kingston is in Ontario.
Okay, Ontario.
Okay, no, east of Ontario.
Okay.
So Quebec?
Mm-hmm. PEI.
PEI. What else is out there?
The water.
No.
Loser.
You have Newfoundland?
That's the other way.
Nova Scotia?
That's not.
And New Brunswick.
All that?
All that.
Wow.
All right. Maury, name five double digits in French.
Set.
Loser.
Set?
What? Count again.
Set.
Okay, I'm gonna translate for you. What you just did was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 7, 8, 9, 10. What comes after Dees?
That.
What? Think hard. What comes after Dees?
Juvelon.
No.
Dees, set, Dees,
710. It's not a phone number, bro.
And at Twacat Sanxi set we know these.
Set.
Okay, I'm gonna I'll say it with my mouth, okay? Okay. Like, but quietly here.
Okay. Oh. Oms. Oms.
Okay, now try it.
Und twa cat sank sea set wheat nufties oms.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
This is 5 in 7.
Okay, very easy. I will ask Maury to name 5 things. He has 7 seconds to name those 5 things. Mocha will be the official judge and timekeeper. Damn it, Maury, are you ready?
I am ready.
Why are you so nervous, man? You're like dripping sweat
already.
I'm
trying to get into my think stance.
My think stance. Maury, name 5 yellow foods.
Okay, banana, lemon, yellow. Marshmallow?
Loser.
Question. Which marshmallow is yellow?
The yellow one.
Okay. You mean like you, I maybe would have given you had you been specific and said Peeps.
No, but there's like the multicolored.
No. Okay. No. Bananas would have given you a lemon. Corn.
In my head, I thought banana was wrong because when you take the peel off, it's not yellow.
Okay. Corn, I would have given you a yellow peppers.
Oh, right. I had one.
Pineapples yellow.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Okay, cool. Maury, name 5 parts of your body that start with A.
Ass.
Nah.
A. Just ass.
Loser.
Yo, man, what about your arms?
What about your arms?
ARM.
Okay, would have given you abdomen. Would have given you Adam's apple. What about your ankle?
Oh.
As Mocha said, arm. I would have even given you anus.
Jeez.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Maury, name 5 4-syllable words.
Banana. Toronto. Those are 3.
Loser.
Both of those are 3. Yeah. Why are you clapping?
To find the syllables.
Oh.
Words like watermelon.
Watermelon.
Appreciate.
Appreciate.
Would have given you community.
Community.
Okay. Maury. Name 5 characters in the game Clue.
The professor. The dead one.
Loser.
The dead one? What about the butler?
Okay. Colonel Mustard, Miss Scarlet, Mr. Green.
They have names? Like
yes.
Actual names?
Mrs. Peacock. Nobody ever wanted to be Professor Plum.
When he said the professor, in my mind, I was like, please don't say Gilligan next.
Maury, name the 5 odd numbers that follow 70.
Odd numbers. 73. 70. 74. Nope.
Loser.
After the number 70.
Okay,
dude.
Maury, the 5 odd numbers.
71.
After the number 70. 71.
73.
73.
75.
75.
77.
77.
And onward.
And that's 4.
Oh, you wanted 5.
Yes.
That's right. Five
it's
and
5
seven.
And 7.
It's not 4 and 7.
Loser.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
You guys want to play Password?
Oh my God, I love this.
Live from the Roz and Mocha Studios in the greatest city in the world, it's time to play Password. And now here to introduce you to today's contestants, your host, Roz Weston.
Hello. Our contestants once again today, Mocha and Maury. As the rules of Password always go, once Maury is successful in providing 1 win of 1 round of Password, we will switch over to Mocha. Well, Mocha will then have to describe the words to Maury. We are now on, I think, round 6. Maury has yet to properly describe any of the words that he's had to describe to Mocha, the secret password. So here we go. Once again, we'll see if we can do it now. Maury, are you ready?
Yes.
So, gentlemen, please put the headphones of solitude on. Maury, there's your word. And for everybody else, I will say this to you. The password is NAFTA. The password is NAFTA. All right, there we go. Gentlemen, if you could. Maury,
okay.
Do your best.
Okay, so I guess here in Canada we have like the CRTC.
Radio
is a the whole what is like this it's a
television
it's a, but it's a
media
it's
a broadcasting
it's a company that sort of
Our
I guess
company, Rogers?
No, but if they're all
what do you think that is?
North American French Television Association.
Okay, no.
What? Is that even a real thing?
Okay, no, but what is the word that I handed to you?
NAFTA.
Okay. Okay, I thought,
which again
I thought,
stands for what, Maury?
Which stands for what, Maury?
North American French Television Association.
Okay. I give it to you because it was very topical, because it's in the news, all over the news this morning. No, NAFTA.
Why? What did
is
they
the,
do?
NAFTA, no. NAFTA is the North American Free Trade Agreement.
Oh.
You know, the one that Trump hates?
Oh, I thought he hated this organization.
No. Okay. Maury. Okay. Here we go. Maury, are you ready? Please, gentlemen, headphones of solitude.
Oh, God.
Okay. The password is collage. The password is collage. All right, gentlemen. Maury, please. There's your password.
Okay.
And go.
Oh, cool. I passed this. I completed it. you go there to learn.
High school.
No, almost. But, it's not quite a bigger, more prestigious place. You know, sometimes people frown Castle? Upon these because they're not as...
What? They frown upon these?
College. Like, I went to Humber.
Oh, yeah. Wait, why would people frown upon college?
Except, sometimes it's not Harvard.
Yeah, except the word was collage.
Oh. No, it's really...
C-O-L-L-A-G-E. What you were describing was C-O-L-L-E-G-E.
Oh, well...
No. College.
Okay, let's try again.
Oh, college.
College.
Oh, college.
College.
I can't wait for the first day of college. Okay.
Okay.
One
Here
more.
Here we go. Okay. If you guys, gentlemen, please put your headphones of solitude on. The password is skeptic. The password is skeptic. All right, Maury, there's your password.
Yes.
Anytime you're ready.
Oh, man, sometimes these stink.
Socks.
No, sometimes
Shoes.
These, like, it's a big thing.
Your butt.
It's a big thing that stinks. Your butt.
No, not quite.
Also, Maury, you're describing the wrong word.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Okay, read what that sheet says.
Septic.
No, it's actually, the C is not silent, Maury. The word is actually skeptic. Okay, it's S-C-E-P-T-I-C. That reads skeptic.
Septic, the big tank by the cottage.
Did you learn that at college?
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
But we didn't play Pinched in a while. You want to play Pinched?
Yeah.
New game alert.
Okay.
This is Pinched. Play.
Okay, so this is Pinched. The rules for Pinched, very simple. It's a trivia-based game. It's Maury versus Mocha.
Yeah.
Break it down by two categories. In between you guys on the desk are a bunch of wooden clothes pegs. I will ask you each a question. Whoever gets the correct answer gets to take one of those clothes pegs and put it on any body part of your opponent.
Why'd you take a clothes peg?
Because Mocha's confidence is showing. That's why.
Yeah.
If you fail to give a correct answer, your opponent has the opportunity to steal.
So okay. Nervous.
Your categories, gentlemen... are Who Doesn't Love Tom Hanks and
Ooh.
Wet Down There.
Okay.
Mocha, would you like to choose the category?
Wet Down There, Wet Down There, Wet Down There.
Tom Hanks.
No!
Who Doesn't Love Tom Hanks? All right. The name of Tom's volleyball BFF in Castaway.
Oh.
Mocha.
No,
that was Maury.
Oh, Maury, sorry.
Wilson.
Wilson, yes.
Here we go.
Okay, so now Maury gets to take a clothes peg and put it anywhere on Mocha.
Go with eyebrow.
And these
My
things,
eyebrow?
These things smart too, man.
Oh,
He's getting and it hurts really the most. It hurts the most.
The kind of the edge is sticking in his eye socket.
You know what it is? Because he just got a little bit of skin.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it really hurts.
Okay, next question. Next question. Tom once had trouble falling asleep in this city. Maury.
Oh, damn it.
Maury.
Philadelphia.
No, incorrect. Mocha for
Seattle.
The steal. Yes.
Oh, that's what I meant. Philadelphia is the other movie.
Okay.
I can't see.
Okay, Mocha, it is your opportunity now because you just stole that question to put a clothes peg.
Okay.
To put a clothes peg on Maury.
I'm going to go for Maury's lip.
Oh, no.
His bottom lip.
Okay.
In the corner.
Okay. Hold on. Let me lick my lips first.
No, that's not allowed, Maury. You got a little bit of skin too.
You took it off and put it back on.
Okay, back to the category of who doesn't love Tom Hanks. Did you hear the one about the guy who fell in love with a mermaid? Maury.
Oh my God, I know this one. I don't know.
Time's up.
Oh,
Mocha?
No.
Splash.
Splash, correct. All right,
right,
Mocha.
I was going to say like Wanda.
Okay, now Mocha gets to put another clothes peg on. Damn it, Maury.
I'm going to go for the other side of Maury's bottom lip.
Oh no.
Oh, no.
Right, you look like it's like a snaggle tooth or something. Like something prehistoric. Kind of thing. Oh, God, that looks like it hurts.
Because you got lip and gin.
Okay. All right. Okay. Last question in the category of who doesn't love Tom Hanks. Getting AIDS, terrible. This movie, however, fantastic.
Philadelphia. Philadelphia.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, okay. Correct. Now, Maury is going to put a clothes peg on,
Nipple.
On Mocha. Nipple.
Oh, my God. On my nipple?
Oh, no. The game, by the way, is pinched if you're just joining us. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, God. That literally pinched the tip of my nipple. Oh, my God.
That's the idea.
Hey, gentlemen.
That's the idea.
Okay, gentlemen, moving on to the category of wet down there.
Okay.
All right, ready.
All right. In Celsius, water freezes at this point. Mocha.
No, that
sorry,
was
Maury.
32.
Incorrect. Mocha.
Zero.
Yes.
Come on,
what's
man.
The 32?
Not Celsius. Okay, Mocha gets to put another.
You see where I'm going with this?
Where are you going with this?
Go back to the bottom lip.
Okay. So Mocha now, is loading up Damon Maury's bottom lip with clothes pegs. This is now his third on his bottom. You look like something in a National Geographic.
Next question.
It's very tribal looking. Two-thirds of the water used in the home is used in this room. Mocha.
Bathroom.
Correct.
Oh, bottom lip again. There you go. Next question, please.
I have no feeling on that.
Final question. True or false, sweat is urine. Mocha.
False.
Correct.
Bottom lip again.
Oh my God. You do, Maury. Maury. Maury has five clothes pegs sticking up his bottom lip.
You look like a monster.
You look like National Geographic.
You know when Predator takes his mask off? When Predator takes his mask off, that's what he looks like right now.
Before we go, Maury, please just tell us how you feel right now.
I'm in so much pain.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, do you want to play 5 and 7?
Who doesn't?
Nice.
This is 5 and 7.
Damn it, Maury's on his way in.
If this is your first time hearing the 5 and 7 game on the Roz and Mocha Show, it's really simple. You could play it as well, listening along.
We asked him, Maury, to name 5 things. He has 7 seconds to name those 5 things. I will read the questions. Mocha will be the official judge and timekeeper. Maury, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Name 5 body parts that start with T.
Okay. Toes. Tummy. Tongue.
Uh-oh. Loser.
Tummy.
What are you, 5?
What are you, 5?
Well, it is 5 and 7.
Tummy. No, would have accepted thigh. Would have accepted thumb.
I was also going to say the bad word.
No. Okay. Would have accepted throat.
What, that starts with a T?
Yeah, they all start with T. Okay, Maury.
Yeah.
Aside from slots, name 5 casino games.
Okay.
Hold on.
Blackjack. Penny slots.
He said aside from slots. What about poker, man?
What about poker? What about craps? What about roulette?
Okay, all those.
All those. All right. Okay. Oh, Maury, man. Name five things you wet before you use it.
Your whistle. Before you use it, you wet it. Wait, soap.
Loser.
Your whistle.
Your whistle.
Mama always said, wet your whistle.
Okay, I would have accepted a razor.
Yep.
Yeah, concrete would have accepted. Soap, as you said. A bathtub.
Okay.
Would have accepted that. A sponge would have been in there. A mop I would have given you. Even paint. You know those little things like kids paint? You got to wet that before you use it.
I was only mentally in the bathroom.
Okay.
Okay.
Maury, name five clothes fasteners.
Wow.
Clothes fastener. Peg. Buttons. Zipper. Tie.
Peg. Would have given you buttons, yes. Snaps, zippers, clasps, a drawstring even. Would have given you Velcro.
I have a drawstring on my PJs.
Right.
What?
But it's getting a little tight on his tummy. And finally, we'll end with this. Maury, okay. Name five cities that start with S.
Wow.
Saskatoon. Saskatchewan. Syracuse.
I absolutely love visiting Saskatchewan in the summertime. It's just so beautiful.
Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
Okay, also not a city.
State.
The Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
You guys want to play Pinched?
I don't know.
Come on, man.
Sure.
New game alert.
New game alert. Okay.
This is Pinched.
Play.
Oh, I love this game. Somebody recently described this as torture trivia, which is so fitting. So Pinch, the way Pinch is played, it's a trivia-based game. Damn it, Maury and Mocha have a giant pile of wooden clothes pegs right in between them. I will ask them a series of questions. If you get one right, you get to take a clothes peg and put it anywhere on your opponent's body. If you get the question wrong, your opponent has the chance to steal.
Why did you look at me from, like, my feet to my head?
Okay. Options, bro.
Options. And you're both wearing t-shirts today as mandated. That's the only rule of a attire for Pinched is that most of the arms need to be exposed. Okay, gentlemen.
Yes.
Your categories today are, hey, Steve.
Yeah.
And I've never seen one that big before. Mocha, okay. I will let you choose the first category.
Let's go with, hey, Steve.
Okay, so Maury, can we test your buzzer, please? Mocha? That's so everybody at home knows who's buzzed in first.
Okay.
Here we go with question one. He was wearing a 44 when he should have been wearing a 42 regular. Mocha.
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell is correct.
That was from the movie Crazy Stupid Love. Come on, Maury! my favorite movie with Steve Carell.
Okay, so now Mocha gets to take a clothes peg and put it anywhere on Damon Maury that he chooses.
All right.
Where are you going for?
Let's see here. David Lindhagen. You about to get it.
If you remember last time, Mocha just chose only Maury's lips. And Maury had like six just on his lips. He looked like something at a National Geographic.
All right, I'm going to go for the top of the left ear.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
How's that feel, Maury?
We're okay. There's cartilage there.
Okay. Question two.
Okay.
This host has the most family-friendly mustache on TV.
Maury. Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey is correct.
All right.
Okay, Maury, where are you going with that?
Nose.
Okay, no. So Maury's taking a wooden clothespin and putting it right on Mocha's left nostril.
Ow!
Oh.
Right in my nose.
Jeez. That looks like it hurts.
Yeah, it hurts.
Oh, God. Okay, question three for the category. Hey, Steve. Crikey, that's a big croc. Mocha.
Steve Irwin.
Steve Irwin is correct.
Crocodile Hunter.
Crocodile Hunter.
Oh, right. You know what? Because this hurts so much in my nose, I'm going to do the exact same to you, Maury.
Okay.
Just so you can feel what I'm feeling right now.
right?
Oh, we're moving on to the category of I've never seen one that big before.
Okay.
Here we go.
My
gentlemen,
are
you ready?
Right now, yeah.
In 1985, Pee-wee went on this. Mocha.
Big Adventure.
Yes.
I don't know. That was a close one.
Here we go.
Okay, Mocha, where are you going? Where are you going with that one?
I'm going to go with
the other nostril.
Other nostril. His right nostril.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Oh, but you're shoving it up.
That's what she said.
Ow!
I didn't do that on purpose. I didn't do that on purpose.
Maury, you're not allowed to fight back. You know the rules. Question two in the category, if I've never seen one that big before. I'm the dude. That's what you call me. His dudeness or duder, El Duderino.
The Big Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski is correct.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Mocha.
Here we go.
Mocha's going.
You know what? That little, what's that little part of the nose called again?
The septum?
Yeah, I got to go there. The what? The clef?
Maury's nose is covered in clothes pegs right now.
Hold on. I have to move this one.
Oh, he's got to move his nose around to get it on there. How's that feel, Maury? Maury, how's that feel?
There's so much pain from all everywhere.
Maury's eyes are watery and his nose is so red.
Okay, hold on here.
Done?
Okay, so question three in the category, I've never seen one that big before. Let's get married and break some plates. Opa! Maury.
My big fat Greek wedding!
Yes. Okay, right. So Maury, Maury's taking a wooden clothes peg and he's putting it on Maury at Mocha's other nostril. Okay, final question. Final question in the category of I've never seen one that big before. By the way, the game is called Pinched. Martin Lawrence in a lady fat suit will always be funny. Mocha.
Big Mama.
Big Mama. Oh.
What?
Big Mama's house.
Maury, Big Mama's house.
Man. I was ready with the clothes.
And I didn't know them kind of movies.
Oh, God. Where are you going?
Oh, no, the eyebrow.
Ah!
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hold on. Hold on.
Oh!
Okay, so let me count them up here now. Mocha, look at me.
One, two, three. He has three.
I got three.
Mocha and Maury, you have?
Four.
Four. So Mocha is the winner once again. Congratulations, Mocha. The game is Pinched, gentlemen. Fantastic.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Hey, you want to play 5 and 7?
Yes.
This is 5 and 7.
So very simple game. Very simple game that we do and we've created on this show.
Okay.
It's a stress test of all things. So, Dan and Maury, you will be competing today, as always. I will ask the questions. Moke will be the official judge and timekeeper. Maury, I will ask you to name 5 things. You have 7 seconds to name those 5 things. Dan and Maury, are you ready?
Yes.
Maury, name 5 things you pop.
Pimples. Pop. The weasel, bubble wrap.
Loser.
He's not wrong. Popcorn's the weasel.
Hold on.
Yo, what about popcorn, bro?
What about popcorn? Right, what about popping a cork, popping a question, popping a balloon? How far down the line do you have to get before you get to the weasel?
And that was your second answer, too.
Pimple,
the weasel.
Okay, again, it was 5 things you pop.
Okay.
Maury, are you ready?
Mm.
Maury, name 5 mythical animals.
Mythical animals. Okay, the Lorax. mythical animals. Simba.
Loser.
Simba was a lion.
Did you say
lions actually exist?
Did you say Simba? Okay, Maury, would have accepted unicorn.
Okay.
Would have accepted Pegasus, mermaid, would have accepted dragons.
Okay, I thought, like, give the names of them.
Like
the Lorax, like, if they had names. Okay.
Okay, what is a mythical animal?
Like, they don't exist.
Right.
Allegedly. Right.
Allegedly?
Allegedly.
Like, okay, hold on here. Which one of these is allegedly not to have existed?
Unicorns.
Unicorns!
People say they're around.
Okay, yes. Explains so much. Maury, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Name 5 parts of your body that are generally hairless.
Okay, generally hairless. Nose, forehead.
Loser.
Okay.
What about your eyes?
Yeah, Maury would have accepted lips, palms of your hands, the bottoms of your feet, would have given you your eyelids.
So, like, everything without hair.
I would have even accepted tongue.
That's the first time Moy's ever heard you say that. He's fascinated. So turned on.
Why? Because I said I would have accepted tongue? Yeah. Let's strike that from the record, please. Please, if we could. Maury, name five foods that start with G.
Okay. Good. Guacamole? G. Gorgonzola?
Loser.
Gorgonzola's the type of cheese.
More. How do you eat good?
Good food.
What about grapes?
What about grapes, homie?
Right, okay, yeah.
I would have even given you grapefruit, garlic. I would have given you gingerbread, man.
Oh, man.
Goat cheese, green peppers.
Oh.
Do we have time for one more?
Yeah.
Okay, Maury, name the five odd numbers that follow 52.
53, 55, 57.
Loser.
I'm more counting on his hands. He's in his fingers.
You want to finish that off?
53, 55, 57, 58, 59.
No, man.
60.
Okay. Maury, name the five odd numbers that follow 52.
53, 55, 57, 58.
No.
57, 59, 61.
Right. Okay, here you go.
Oh, my God.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
New game alert.
New game alert. Okay.
This is Pinched.
Play.
I love this game, but I hate it too.
Yes, I know. Pinched, been described as torture trivia by some. I had somebody the other night tell me, and you can believe this, Mocha, that the first time she heard it, the quote was, I imagine that's because it was so funny. So, gentlemen, if you could hear Mocha's buzzer, Maury's buzzer. Okay. Your categories today are who you calling Four Eyes. And that's a lot of poo. Mocha, Maury, I believe you get to choose the category today.
Four Eyes.
Okay, so the category is who you calling Four Eyes. His nunchuck and computer hacking skills are on point.
His nunchuck and computer hacking skills are on point.
Maury.
Chuck Norris?
Incorrect.
But he used nunchucks.
Sorry, what?
He used nunchucks.
Nunchucks?
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 No, there's no M.
Newchucks.
Newchucks?
Like Converse, Chuck Taylor?
Mocha, would you like to try and steal?
Napoleon Dynamite?
Yes.
Gosh.
Gosh, Tina. You fat lard.
Tina, come get some ham, you fat lard.
Okay, so Mocha is going to take a clothes peg and put it somewhere on Maury's nunchuck.
Okay. Take your shoes off.
Take your shoes off. I can't believe you're getting that close to Maury's foot, honestly, Mocha.
Why won't the clothes peg fit on your toe?
Because there's a nail?
Ew.
Ew.
Ew, that's so gross.
All right, put it on Maury's pinky.
Oh, how does that feel, Maury, at all? Anything?
I didn't say anything, but he only put it on sock.
Oh.
No, too late. Too late.
Thanks.
All right. Did he do that? Mocha.
Steve Urkel.
Yes, sir. All right. Again, the category is who you calling Four Eyes.
Does anybody have any chings? Right in
the...
Oh! Oh, right in the nose.
Oh!
Stop putting your head back.
You're scratching. It's going to bleed.
Okay, hold on. Monica's going right
there, right there, right there.
Nose.
Oh.
Oh, God.
At least it's getting rid of blackheads.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
There he goes again. Always thinking he's smarter than Theodore and Alvin. Maury.
Oh. Alvin!
Mocha for the steal.
Simon!
Yes.
Oh. Come on, man!
If you haven't figured it out, Maury, these are all characters with glasses.
Top lip.
In the category of who you call them Four Eyes.
Oh,
right on the top lip.
Oh,
God, Mocha. Oh, God.
Oh,
Maury. Maury is one hanging off his, right off his nostril and his lip. His eyes are starting to water. Okay, rounding out the category of who you call them Four Eyes. Hey, has anybody found that guy yet? You know, the one with the red and white stripy shirt? Oh.
Waldo.
Mocha.
Waldo.
Waldo. Okay, Mocha has yet to have a clothes peg attached to it.
I know, I feel great. Oh, right here.
Oh, the skinny part of the arm. So he's doing the front of the bicep.
right by the elbow.
That's where the needle goes.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Thank you, Maury. That's where the needle goes. All right, moving on to the category. That's a lot of poo. These all words with poo in them. Hey, I'm heading to work. Why don't we all drive together? Mocha.
Carpool.
Yes. All right. Mocha has yet to have a clothes peg put on him.
Open your mouth.
Oh, God. How's that feel, Maury?
Right on Maury's bottom lip. Okay. Maury's so mad right now.
Okay. Here we go with the category of that's a lot of poo. Gentlemen, great for soup, not for steak. Maury.
Bowl.
No. Mocha, for the steal. In the category of that's a lot of poo, all words that can have the word poo in them. Great for soup, not for steak.
Oh!
Mocha, it's she's for the steal.
Spoon.
Yeah, spoon.
She needs to set the game.
Okay, put another one on him. We got one more question after this. We got another one on him. Okay, right on the lip.
Right on the bottom lip again.
Okay. How you feeling, Moore?
Good, thanks.
Okay. Okay, finally, closing at the category, if that's a lot of poo, Maury's current state or anyone else without money? Maury.
But I'm broke, but there's no poo in that.
Mocha.
Poor.
Right.
Yo, undefeated!
Mocha just ran the table. It didn't have any clothes pegs on him this round. Are you okay, Maury?
Undefeated!
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, Maury, you want to play 5 and 7?
This is 5 and 7.
So very, very simple. Good morning, Dan and Maury.
Yes.
Very simple. We will ask Maury to name 5 things. He has 7 seconds to name those 5 things. I will read the questions. Mocha will be the official judge and timekeeper. You done coughing?
Oh, you heard me.
Yes. Okay, Maury, are you ready?
Okay.
Mocha, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Maury, name 5 articles of clothing that start with B.
Wow. B. B. Bonnet.
Loser.
That may be the only one.
What about belt?
Boots.
Or boots. Or blazer. Or bikini. Or bra. Or bow tie.
Why did you think bonnet?
Briefs.
When was the last time you saw somebody wear a bonnet?
I don't even know what a bonnet is. I just know she has a B in one.
Okay, I will say this. Bonnet is on the list. But man, I would even think blouse is higher than bonnet. All right, Maury, name 5 hard things you sit on.
Okay, chair, wood, dock, floor, table.
Loser.
What you doing sitting on a table, bro?
Somewhere that there's nowhere else to sit.
What do you give you? Church pew, the floor you got, a bench. The toilet is hard.
Not if you have a soft toilet. See,
who
like
has
my Nana.
A soft toilet seat.
Nana has one.
My mom used to have one of those. Remember when the soft toilet seat, when it would get a crack in it and it would pinch your butt?
Yeah, the worst.
And then when you sat on it, it would sound like it would go. Remember that sound? I'll never forget that sound.
I totally forgot about those kind of seats.
The soft toilet.
Or when they're super warm because someone was just on it before you.
Right. Any toilet seat, really, that's super warm. I want no business on that. All right, Maury, name 5 track and field events.
Shot put. Running. Winning.
Loser.
Winning is an event?
It's in my house.
Okay. Long jump would have given you. High jump would have given you. Pole vault. Javelin. 100 meter. 200 meter.
Did I get one with shot put?
400 meter. Shot put was on there. Yeah.
What about hurdles?
What about hurdles? Yeah.
Okay.
Final one. Okay. final one here.
Okay.
Maury, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mocha, are you ready?
Yeah.
Maury, name 5 things you can do with 1 finger.
Pick my nose. Butt. Ear. Swipe the bowl.
Loser.
swipe the bowl.
What is that?
When you're done with ice cream or whatever and you swipe the bowl and lick your finger.
Oh my God, you gotta love ice cream to do that though.
Okay, would have given you a point.
Well, yeah.
You can
like
point.
The telephone.
Yeah.
Hold on. Can you explain butt real quick?
Oh, like you scratch your butt.
Okay.
That would, okay, Maury, on my list was scratch and itch, not butt.
Wait, sometimes you need to be more specific.
Okay. No, but I'm just saying, the thing you are doing is you are scratching an itch. The answer would not be butt. When I say name something you can do with one finger, and you're like, oh, yeah, sometimes I got an itch on my butt, so I scratch it. Your answer should not then be butt.
But it can be.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
This is 5 in 7.
Very easy game. I will name 5 things. Damon Mori has 7 seconds to name those 5 things. Mocha will be the official judge and timekeeper.
Hold on, let me put on my glasses.
Okay.
Does that help, Mori?
That way I can at least see Roz.
Okay. So, Mori, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Mori, name 5 words that start with P-R-E.
P-R-E. P-R-E. Prerequisite. P-R-E. Predisposition.
Mori, spell predisposition.
Words like preview, prevail, prescription.
Hold on, no way.
What?
Really?
What?
Prevail, P-R-A. Prevail.
Prescription.
What about pretend? Like what you do in here all the time.
That's pretend. Pretend. Okay.
Preview.
Preview. Okay.
Preview, pretend. like the love in the household.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Things that you're used to pretending.
Okay.
Right? Okay, yeah. Cool. Yes. Okay, Mori. Mm-hmm. Name 5 cartoon cats.
5 cartoon cats. The one in the Paula Abdul video. Garfield.
Loser.
Okay.
The one in the Paula Abdul video.
Wow. Okay. Garfield, Mori, yes.
I never would have thought of that one.
Sylvester.
Yeah.
Tom.
Uh-huh.
What about Heathcliff? Y'all remember Heathcliff?
Tigger.
Tigger.
Pink Panther.
Oh.
What about Puss?
And the one in the commercial. You're right.
Right, Tony. It's also... Did you just say you're right?
Isn't that it?
No.
You're right.
It's not you're right.
It's not you're right. It's not you're right.
You
want
to take a stab at it again? What else do you think he says, Tony the Tiger?
Here you go.
No. Come on. You're...
What is it? You're awake. No. What is it?
They're great.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God. You want to do one more, Mori?
Sure.
Okay. Mori, name 5 jobs that require you to wear gloves.
The way you wear gloves. Cowboy. farmer. Doctor. Gloves.
Please.
Okay. All right. You're wrong.
You're wrong. Okay, the word was require, so I don't know if cowboy doesn't require you to wear gloves. What kind of gloves do cowboys wear?
I thought when they're doing work on the cows, when they're sticking their hands in places, I thought they wear gloves.
Okay, would have given you doctor.
Oh yeah,
dentist, tattoo artist. Right. I would have even given you a hockey player.
Okay.
Maybe even welder.
Okay. A crossword guy. The crosswalk guy.
A crossing guard.
Yeah.
Again, not required to wear gloves.
So they don't get a splinter.
You're wrong.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Oh, hey, do you guys want to play 5 in 7?
Oh, man, we haven't played that in forever.
Is 5 in 7.
A Roz and Mocha original, by the way.
Yes, it, today, by the way, is National Stress Awareness Day.
Oh, God.
So this is the... So to celebrate, we will stress Mori out. Just so you're aware.
The rules are real simple. Please explain, Roz.
Yeah, Mori will be tasked to name 5 things, and he has 7 seconds to name those 5 things. Moke will be the official judge and timekeeper. Damn it, Mori, are you ready?
Of course.
Mori, name 5 things you eat without chewing.
5 things you eat without chewing pills. Spaghetti. Out chewing.
That's
water.
Okay.
Loser.
Pills, first of all.
Okay. Pills. Why was that your first answer?
Also, I thought about when you swallow it.
Yeah, also, Maury, eating spaghetti without chewing it is very dangerous.
No, but like the dogs in the movie.
No, that's very dangerous.
Is it?
Oh, yes, okay. Would have accepted soup. Would have accepted pudding, ice cream, hummus.
You chew pudding.
Would have given you oysters.
Oh, ew. Okay.
Okay. Maury, name five body parts that start with B.
Bum, butt.
That's the same one.
That'd be bowel.
Loser.
Okay, bum, butt, and bowel.
Two of them are the same. All three are within the same vicinity.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't know any others.
It would have given you back.
Oh, right. Okay.
Would have given you breasts, belly button. Would have given you that. I would have even given you big toe.
What about belly?
Belly button, belly, anything.
God, you went for bum, butt, and bowel. You are disgusting, bro.
Oh God, Maury, name five things you can stretch.
Elastic band. Your back, a waistband of sweatpants.
Loser.
Technically, that would be elastic. Maury, would have given would have given you rubber, elastic. I would have even given you the truth. You can stretch your imagination. Also, which is something you know nothing about, you can stretch a budget.
Oh. And it starts with B, but
and
it's not
it
a body part.
With B. Okay. Okay. Oh, I got two final ones here. I don't know which one to go with.
Both.
We got time.
Okay, Maury.
Yeah.
Name five four-syllable words.
Four-syllable. Apple. No, that's two. Car. That's one. Transit, two.
Sofa, two. Pause. Are you legit clapping out syllables right now?
That's how you know how many syllables.
Also, without clapping, you should know that car is only one syllable. Do you want to try again?
Pumpkin.
No, still let's two. Try again. Here, ready?
Yeah. Okay.
The question again, Ross.
Okay.
I remember, just in case you forgot, already said car.
Okay, Maury, name five four-syllable words.
Microphone.
Microphone! What is a microphone?
What is a four-syllable word?
What is a microphone?
Okay, next.
Okay,
next.
Maury, what if February would have given you February?
February.
Imagination.
Okay,
those you get what we're going with, four syllable words. And finally, we will end with this. Maury, name the five Spice Girls.
Scary Spice, Sporty Spice, God damn it, I wanted to say Velvet Spice.
Loser.
Sorry, please tell us, which one is Velvet Spice again?
Sporty Spice. Sporty Spice, Monsters. No.
Yeah, Monster Spice is one, yes. Who else?
Okay, Victoria.
Victoria Spice, okay.
Yeah.
So, Sporty Spice, because they all have a sort of thing, right?
Oh, thanks. Okay. Yeah.
Sporty really? Spice. There's not an Angry Spice. What are they?
I would have given you Mel, Emma, Jerry, and Victoria, or would have given you Baby.
Baby.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
Oh, hey, you guys want to play 5 and 7?
Oh, man, we haven't played in a while.
Ready to go?
This is 5 and 7.
Come on, Eddie, you're Damon Maury.
I've got a cookie in my throat.
Okay, Maury, how this works will remind you and everybody else. Very simple game. Dammit Maury has 7 seconds to name five things. I will read the questions. Mocha will be the official judge and timekeeper. Dammit Maury, are you ready?
Okay.
Maury, name five window coverings.
Blinds, shades, glass.
Hold on. on. Wait, before anybody says anything.
Loser.
Okay, yeah, glass, I don't even know. Blinds, yes. Shutters, curtains, shades, tin foil, if you're a drug dealer or a college kid, some people put that over
flags.
Windows. Flags would have given you any of the alternative window coverings.
Living out of a trap house.
Yeah, okay. Maybe not glass, though, Maury. Okay, Maury, are you ready? Aside from birds, name five things that can fly.
Airplane. Airplane, things that can fly. Kite.
Loser.
What was the thing you did in the middle there?
I was singing Nelly Furtado. I'm like a bird. I only want to fly away.
Why did you say bird?
Yeah. I said so. Aside
other than birds.
Other than birds. So, more a plane would have given you helicopter, kite, hot air balloon, the space shuttle. Time flies. I would have even given you time.
What about a blimp? You're a huge fan of blimps.
Is he really? Yeah, you are.
I love blimps.
Why didn't you say
blimp?
Why
did you say blimp? You
know, it's not, wasn't in my head.
Okay. Okay.
Like a lot of things.
Two more here, Maury. Two more. Maury, name five things you can smell but can't touch.
Five things you can't smell but you cannot touch. You can touch flowers. things you can't smell.
No, you can smell.
Loser.
Maury, okay.
What about a fart?
Okay, yeah.
No, you can touch that.
You can't touch a fart?
How are you going to touch a fart?
I mean, it's in the air. It's touching you.
You can't touch a fart.
I mean, physically...
Yeah, that's what touching is. I didn't say things you can't metaphorically touch. I said name five things you can smell but can't touch. Would have given you smoke. Would have given you gas, BO, bad breath, and yes, a fart. You can't touch a fart.
I want to argue that, but I can't.
You want to argue that you think that you can touch a fart?
I mean, if it's like if you fart right now,
yes,
and it's coming towards me, theoretically, it's on me.
But you can't touch it.
Well, that's not my fault.
Maury.
Okay.
You can't touch a fart.
Fine, I'll let you win this one.
Can you see a fart?
I don't know. Can you?
I'm asking you a question.
No, you can't.
Dingbat.
No.
No, you can't.
Oh, in a pool, you can.
You can see a fart in a pool.
The bubbles, yeah.
You see bubbles in a pool. You don't see a fart in a pool.
No. Okay.
Okay.
I will let you win that one.
Not let you.
Okay, it wasn't a debate, Maury. This isn't a matter of let's all agree to disagree here.
We'll just have to let bygones be bygones.
We've all agreed you're wrong.
Oh, what? Sorry.
Okay.
Let what?
Let bygones be bygones.
Let bygones be bygones. Okay. Two t-shirts that need to be made before the end of this show. One, let bygones be bygones. And two, you can't touch a fart.
Okay,
if those
more.
Two t-shirts don't exist by the end of the show, we have failed. God.
As a society.
Okay.
Okay.
Maury.
Last one?
Yes, it's the last one. Maury. Okay. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Maury, name five letter words.
Okay. APPLE. Apple. FART. Not fart.
Loser.
Apple. Apple's five.
Okay, Maury went from apple to... Maury, what was your second guess again?
Fart.
Okay, how can you make fart into a five-letter word?
Oh! Winner.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Aha! Do you guys want to play Pinched?
Ah, it's Monday, why not?
New game alert!
New game alert, okay.
This is Pinched!
Play.
Okay, so this is how it works. The game is Pinched. Trivia-based, head-to-head. Damn it, Maury and Mocha. In between them on the table is a stack of wooden clothes pegs. Now, in a minute, I will give you guys the categories. You will need to buzz in every correct answer. You will need to buzz in. If you get an answer wrong, your opponent gets to take one of those clothes pegs and put it anywhere on your body that they would like to. The game has been called in the past torture trivia, but it is a lot of fun. Gentlemen, are you ready?
Yes.
Your categories today are geography, and D's nuts. Mocha, because you won last round, I believe, I will allow you to pick the first category.
All right.
but first, Maury, please, can I hear your buzzer? Mocha, your buzzer. Okay, there we go. Mocha, please, if you would like to pick the category.
Right out the gate, D's nuts.
D's nuts. All right, in the category of D's nuts, gentlemen, are you ready?
Yes.
Nutella allows you to spread D's nuts. Maury.
Hazelnut.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Where are you going?
My favorite spot. I'm going
now. Maury gets to take a clothes peg and put it anywhere on Mocha.
Up my nose?
Yeah.
he's going to go like right in between the nose, like on the septum. I think that's what it's called. Oh, that looks like it hurts.
No!
Oh, Mocha's eyes are already watering.
Okay.
Okay. Next question. Beer nuts are actually just D's nuts covered in sugar. Maury.
Oh, I want to say, peanut.
Correct.
I just know a lot about nuts.
Okay, Maury gets to take another clothes peg and stick it anywhere on Mocha. Right. Okay, it's right on the soft skin on the side of Mocha's neck right now.
Okay,
next question. If you can reach them, D's nuts are huge. Maury?
Walnut.
No, incorrect. D's nuts are huge and full of milk.
Coconut.
Yes, Mocha. That's what you get, Maury. Trying to be a smartass. Buzzing in early.
Okay, Maury, please open your mouth.
Oh, no.
Are we allowed to do... No, because I need to be able to talk.
No, I'm not doing it on your tongue. Oh, that's what she said.
Open your mouth. Oh, right in the corner of the mouth.
You got Movember hair.
That's a great one. Closing out the category of D's nuts. To eat D's nuts, you got to get in there with D's thumbs. Mocha.
Pistachios.
Yes.
Damn it, Maury.
I'm drooling.
Please open your mouth one more time.
Okay, Mocha's going back in the mouth. Oh, right on the corner of Maury's mouth.
Oh,
he just snapped it.
Are you? Oh, my God.
Okay, so hold on here.
I'm so sorry. I burped and farted at the same time.
Okay. Mocha just went to put a clothes peg in Maury's mouth, and it broke and ricocheted and broke the other one in half. And as that happened, Maury burped and farted at the same time.
It freaking stinks, dude.
Okay.
It smells like coffee and fart.
Okay. Okay, so gentlemen, please. Back at it. You have to put that one back in your mouth more.
That's what she said.
Okay, and then the other one, and then the other one too. Moving on to the category of geography. This province sits between BC and Saskatchewan. Murray.
Alberta.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I just literally gasped on that one.
Okay. Now Maury's going back to Mocha
doing
here.
Your mouth one too for you.
Okay, right at the corner of the mouth.
God, your mouth is warm.
Oh, okay, right in the corner of Mocha's mouth. Oh, that looks like it hurts.
Really hurt.
Okay.
Told you.
Next question. Just because it's our capital doesn't mean it doesn't suck. Maury.
Ottawa.
Yes.
It's a capital.
Okay, Maury going back to the... Oh, Maury going up to the eyebrow now. A little bit of the skin on the eyebrow. Oh, God, that looks like it hurts. Oh, God. Okay, moving on. Okay, moving on. Okay, gentlemen. True or false, the North Pole actually exists. Maury.
True.
Yes. Correct. Okay, Mocha can't even see his buzzer anymore. Okay.
I want to go into your, what do you call these?
My cheeks?
Okay. Mocha losing badly. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's a clothes pack. Okay,
what are you doing?
Okay, final question.
No.
Okay, Mocha, you got to get back to your buzzer, buddy. Final question.
I can't see.
Okay, final question. If it's 5 p.m. in Toronto, it's this time in Newfoundland. Maury.
30 minutes later, so it's 4. So it's 5:30.
Incorrect. Mocha?
But it's 30 minutes later. You said 5 p.m.
If it's 5 p.m. in Toronto, it's this time in Newfoundland.
7 o'clock.
No, incorrect.
Okay, but you said 30. It's 30 minutes later.
No, it's not. It's 90 minutes. It's 1 hour to Halifax, 90 minutes
to Newfoundland. So that one's a mulligan.
Okay, let me count them up here. Maury, you have how many?
Just I have two.
And Mocha, you have how many? Jeez, Mocha.
One, two, three, four, five.
Five.
Oh, I got five. I can't see.
Did I finally win a round?
Yes, you won, Maury.
Oh, yay.
Oh, God,
this wood's making me spit.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right, that's how you play Pinched.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, you guys want to play Pinched?
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
New game alert.
New game alert. Okay.
This is Pinched.
Play. Okay, so Pinched, trivia-based game. It's Maury versus Mocha. In between them is a giant stack of wooden clothes pegs. If you get a question wrong, you get pinched. Your opponent gets to take a clothes peg, put it anywhere on your body that they see fit. Is the greatest game in the world.
So nervous.
I know, Maury's over there shaking.
I'm so nervous.
Would you like to know your categories, gentlemen?
Yes.
Today your categories are musicals.
Or
musicals. Next category is it pasta or is it pasta? Mocha, I will let you choose. the category today. Will you go for musicals, or is it pasta, or is it pasta?
Second one, because I love pasta.
Okay, now, Maury, can we hear your buzzer, please? And Mocha, yours? There we go. Okay, like spaghetti, only flatter and fatter. Oh, Maury.
Spigatoni.
No.
Fettuccine.
No.
Oh.
Sorry, gentlemen. Linguini was the correct answer. Linguini.
All right.
Italians call them this. Everyone else just calls them bow ties. Maury.
Bow ties.
No.
Oh, yeah. It's not bow ties?
It's not. No, it has a name. It has
bow-tie,
a name. No.
I don't know. I don't know that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I can't believe he's got one right. Farfalle is what it's called.
Oh, farfalle?
That's what it's called. Read the box, jabronis.
All right.
All right. Good with everything, but most people just covered in cheese. Maury.
Macaroni?
Yes, sir. Okay, now, Maury gets to take a clothes peg and put it anywhere on Mocha that he wants. Right on the bridge of the nose.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that's
I'm so sorry. Let's just go in here.
Okay. Oh, right in the corner of your nostril. Oh, God. Okay. It still hasn't.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, that snapped too. Oh, how have you.
Go in the other nostril. I feel bad for your nose ring. Okay.
Okay. It's right on the tip. It's right on the tip of Mocha's nostril. Okay.
Okay.
Sort of like a twisty little thing. Kind of got a dumb name. Mocha.
Fusilli.
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Damn it, Maury. Please open your mouth.
Oh, no.
No, not tongue.
No.
Not
your tongue. The Demigorgon.
The Demigorgon. Okay. It's pinched, by the way, is what we're playing. Here. Mocha's going right for the corner. Maury's Oh, God. Okay, last question in the category of is it pasta or is it pasta? Long, flat, stacked, and baked. Mocha.
A lasagna.
A lasagna noodle. That's correct. Okay.
All right, damn it, Maury. Please open your mouth one more time.
Oh, no. Okay, Mocha's going out of the other corner of the mouth. It's like Maury's fish hooked right now.
I'm having a hard time closing my mouth around it.
Okay. Gentlemen, moving on to the category of musicals. I will name the song. You tell me the musical. A Spoonful of Sugar. Maury.
Mary Poppins.
Correct. What he said, people, was Mary Poppins.
Oh, I don't know anything about musicals. Ooh.
Okay. Where's Maury? Where's Maury going? Right on the eyebrow, the tip of the eyebrow. The corner of the eyebrow. Oh, God. But he can't get it on, so it's like Maury's making.
I'm just going to go here.
It's like Maury. It's like Maury's making it bite him.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Gentlemen, the category of musicals, Over the Rainbow. Maury.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high.
Incorrect. Mocha.
Dude, it's freaking Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
That's what I was getting at. I wanted to sing the song first.
No. Oh, okay, man. Wow. Mocha for the steal.
Here we go. Open right your mouth again.
The top lip. No, I'm just going bottom lip now. Okay, I got you. I see what you're doing there.
Oh,
God. Oh. Okay, so Maury's got the corners of his mouth and the bottom lip. All right.
Why was this one free? What?
Okay, in the category of musicals, gentlemen, 16 going on 17. Maury.
Oh, my God, Sound of Music.
Yes, sir.
I knew you were going to get that one.
Super creepy song, by the way.
Oh,
right. Oh, God. Okay, gentlemen, moving on to the category of musicals now. The final question, which would be Hakuna Matata. Maury.
Lion King.
Lion King.
God damn it.
Hold on here. Okay, what are we at?
Where are you going?
Nose.
Oh, God, right in the corner of the nose. Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, count them up.
Okay.
One.
Mocha has
two,
one, two, three,
three
four.
Four.
Maury, yeah. Maury has
two.
One, two, three.
Three.
No, Maury, you actually have three.
Oh, no.
Wow, Maury for the win.
Because of the musical.
Maury for the win, gentlemen.
Oh, and that's how you win.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Back by popular demand, this is Rub It On My Face.
Rub It On My Face.
Okay,
finally, yes.
All right, okay. Calm down, everybody. I know. So how this works, Rub It On My Face, is damn it, Maury, right now, will be blindfolded and he will have nose plugs covering his sense of smell. so he cannot see and he cannot smell. We will then take everyday household items, things you just find in the fridge, in the pantry, in the basement, in the garage.
Sometimes in the garbage.
Sometimes in the garbage. Rub them on Maury's face and just using... Rub them on Maury's face and he will just simply have to guess what item is being rubbed on his face.
Right.
In the past, we've done things like a toenail.
Ew.
A banana.
Yeah.
A lady's lipstick. Dog hair.
Didn't we also use soap? It was almost done and it was stuck to the...
I believe it was called soap with a hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It was stuck to the drain.
I got a whole tickle trunk full of mystery items here, and let's get this going. Okay, so Maury, put your headphones of solitude on, please. So Maury's going to put his headphones on. He will not be able to hear. Maury, can you hear me? He cannot hear me. Just got to get it out.
What is going on over there?
Okay, hold on. I need a second, Maury. There
you go. That's a lot of noise.
It's a lot of noise. Okay. Oh. Oh, it's so hard.
That's what she said. Yo, you're like really struggling over there.
Okay, sorry, hold on.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to do something. Okay, I got it.
Okay, I can't see.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready. Play the thing.
The mystery item is...
A gravy pop.
Okay.
The mystery
item
is a gravy pop. For years, I've tried to figure out a way to actually rub gravy on Maury's face. I finally figured it out. Freeze it in popsicle form.
It looks delicious but disgusting at the same time.
Okay. Okay, so here we go. Okay, Maury, headphones of solitude off.
Okay.
Now, just remember, I'm going to start rubbing something on your face. You do your best to, A, describe it, and then when you feel like you know what it is, go ahead and give a guess.
Okay.
Okay, so item number one is this, Maury.
It's cold. Okay, I think it's probably, it feels like a paintbrush. Oh, it's freezing. It's absolutely freezing. A pudding? Maybe it's pudding? I would say snow, but there's no snow out.
Does it feel good?
It feels fantastic. It's very cooling.
Yeah.
Oh, can I say, it reminds me once of when a guy put cold rocks on me.
Okay.
I'm going to say a cold stone massage.
Oh, okay. So your guess is cold stone massage. Good guess,
cold
Maury.
Cold stone massage.
Good guess.
But dipped in pudding?
Okay, Maury. Okay. So take your blindfold off now.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, it's a lollipop.
It's a what?
Lollipop.
It's frozen gravy.
Oh, my God.
Take your nose plugs off.
Oh, my God.
Lick your lips.
Oh. Mmm. How do you freeze gravy?
Wait, why do you have frozen gravy pops in your freezer?
Oh, it's a custom. It's bespoke.
Oh, okay.
I made it specifically for Maury.
One of one.
One of one.
Hold on, I have a question. Can I taste it?
You want to bite it? Bite it. Bite it.
Oh, God. Gravy's not good frozen.
All right, next item.
The mystery item is...
You ready for this one, Mocha?
Uh-huh.
A plunger.
Oh, no. Please don't follow it up by saying a plunger that has been used.
Then I will not.
Oh, my God. Dude, that might be the most disgusting...
Maury, headphones of solitude off, please.
Okay.
Okay, Maury, are you ready? So do your best to describe the feel, and then when you want to give a guess as to what this is, please give a guess.
Okay, absolutely.
Oh,
it's very dry.
Okay.
It's very, no, can something be wet dry?
Yes.
This is, oh, wow, oh, God, I feel hands.
Oh, my God, right on his mustache, right on the mustache.
Oh, my God, like a Barbie hand.
Oh, my God, it's covering its mouth.
Oh, my God, like a Barbie hand. Wait, it's there's two parts to this. There's some, the hand is opening up! Oh, wow. I'm going to say two Barbie hands.
So
two
Maury,
Barbie hands?
Your guess is...
Like left and right.
Your guess is two Barbie hands.
Yeah. Weird. Oh, hold on.
How does it feel rubbing against your mustache and your bottom lip?
Like plasticky.
Okay.
Plasticky.
Okay, Maury, do you want to guess?
Yeah, I got to go ahead and guess.
Oh, Barbie torso. Well, now I'm talking into it.
Okay, so you think it's a Barbie torso.
But the legs are removed, so I can talk through it.
Okay, Maury, take your blindfold off.
Oh my God, it's a toilet plunger. Was it used in a toilet? Hello? Is that yours?
Well, seeing as how I got this from the bathroom down the hall, you could say it's mine, Mocha's, and yours.
You got this from work? Oh, and work people are gross.
Well, yo.
Dude, I talked into someone's toilet plunger.
It was covering your mouth. It was like you're talking into a microphone.
Oh, my God.
Okay, hold on. All right, here's what we're going to do. All right, next item.
The mystery item is...
Duct tape.
Oh.
The mystery item is duct tape. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this.
No.
And I'm actually going to reverse wrap it around my hand.
Oh, no.
So we'll see.
It's going to hurt.
Okay, Maury. Off she goes. Okay, Maury, do your best to describe, one, how this feels, and two, what you think it is.
Of course. Oh, wow. Okay. It's, again, dry, but like tapey. Oh, wow. Like bug paper or, oh, it's on my mustache and it's ripping the hairs out. Oh, my God. Is it like the underside of a rug? Oh, so
the underside of a rug.
Like, you know where, it's like really sticky. Like it's moist and capturing stuff from my skin.
That's what she said.
Maury, okay.
Oh my God. I'm going to say the bottom, like the undercarriage of a carpet.
The undercarriage of a carpet.
You know what I mean?
Is that the technical term?
Okay. Maury's guess. Let's lock it in. Maury's guess is the undercarriage of a carpet.
Yes. The undercarriage of a carpet.
Okay, Maury, take your blindfold off.
Oh my God. What is that?
Duct tape.
Oh, wow.
There's, if you look very closely, there's bits of your mustache hair on the duct tape.
You were onto it, though. You got close.
Oh, my God.
You got close. Sorry, Maury. Headphones back on. Okay. Mask back on.
Nose plug back on.
Oh, I got so much more stuff in the tickle trunk here. I don't even know what to do. Okay, let's go with this. Okay, hold on. Okay, play the thing.
The mystery item is...
Here we go. The mystery item, Oka, is a... sardine.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Are you opening an actual can of sardines right now?
Yeah.
That's so gross.
Oh, God. This is aggressive.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I'd like to take a look because, you know, Maury loves sardines.
I know he does.
Just so you know, if you are listening right now and you're like, oh, my God, don't do that. We know Maury loves sardines.
It's true.
Okay. Oh. Now I got to pull one out of here.
No.
I didn't want to touch this. I got to get a piece of paper towel on my hand. Oh. And I think there's sardines in chili, too.
His face is going to stink.
Okay. Oh, my God. I just touched it. Oh, God. I can't get it out. I can't. Oh, God.
Ooh.
Okay.
What's that gelatinous part that's hanging off? Okay. That's so gross.
Okay. It just broke. Okay. Hold on. Okay. Here we go. Okay. Maury, headphones off. Are you ready?
Yes, of course.
Again, do your best to describe how it feels and then give a guess when you want to give a guess.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, it's really soft, like a feather.
Yeah.
Could it be, almost feels like the elastic of a waistband of a sweatpant. Okay. Sweatpant waistband.
Very specific.
But then there's residue.
Yeah.
So it could be sweaty. But almost feels like, oh, it's really kind of elongated.
Yeah.
Elongated, but it could be. I'm gonna go with elastic, sweaty elastic from a sweatpant.
Okay, Maury's going with sweaty elastic from sweatpants.
as Roz rubs the mystery item on damn mustache. It, Maury's mustache right now, okay. Right under his nose.
Okay,
yeah, I'm gonna stick with sweaty. Whatever I said.
Okay, Maury, take your blindfold off.
Oh my God, what is it? It's like gross. It's alive.
It's not
it's
alive.
A sardine.
Oh, I like sardines.
I told you.
Oh, and now I'm starting to smell it. It's
take your nose plugs off.
Ew, I'm going to smell like sardine. It was on my face.
It was all over your mustache. Oh, directly God, under your nose.
It's still on me.
Lick your lips.
Oh, yum.
Oh. And ladies and gentlemen, that is how you play Rub It on My Face.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Oh, you want to play 5 and 7?
Oh, my God. We haven't done that in a while.
Come on in, Maury.
This is 5 in 7.
Oh, very simple game. Okay. Maury, get all set with your headphones on, please.
Okay.
Very simple. We will ask Maury to name 5 things. He has 7 seconds to name those 5 things. Mocha will be the official judge and timekeeper. Damn it, Maury.
Loser.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
We'll test the other one then.
Okay.
Loser.
Okay, yeah, it works.
I don't think we have the other one anymore. Do we still have the winner one? Yeah. Can I hear it? I don't know if I've ever heard it. Maybe once.
Winner.
Oh, look at that.
Oh my God, that felt great.
So happy.
So happy. Maury, are you ready?
Okay.
Name 5 Italian cities.
Venice, France, nope. Italian, Italy, cities. Little Italy.
Loser.
Did you say Little Italy?
I thought you said Little
also,
Italy.
Also, France, not an Italian city.
I thought that after.
It sounded weird when you said it, right?
It did, okay. But there's no takesy-backsies.
Right.
Did it sound wrong?
Would have given you Naples, would have given you Rome, Florence, Milan, Maury.
I love Milan, the fashion.
The fashion, Maury, and of course Venice.
Little Italy. Yeah.
Little Italy, yes. Maury. Name 5 worms that when I Maury, name 5 words that rhyme with stud.
Stud, ud, mud, stud, rud, stud.
Loser.
yes, Maury would have given you mud, would have given you blood, thud, spud,
oh,
would have even given
yeah.
you crud.
Crud.
Had you said that. What I love when you ask somebody to say a word that rhymes is they just keep repeating the word over and over and
yeah,
over again.
Yeah,
you've
to
asked
see what
them
else
to
they
rhyme,
can come up
right?
with.
Stud, 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 stud. Maury, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, name 5 body parts without bones.
Nope.
Loser.
Oh, no.
Okay. Would have given you tongue.
Uh-huh.
Right? Would have given you lips, even. Earlobes.
No earlobes. I feel something there.
No, there's no bone in your earlobe. I would have even given you butt cheeks.
Yeah.
Had you just said butt cheeks.
I was going to say something
fine.
Else.
What about eyes?
Eyeball. Your eyeball.
Eyeball.
Yeah, your actual eyeball.
Well, I was too busy, feeling around.
I know, but you were feeling your fingers, looking for that one part of your finger that is boneless.
There's bones in all of them.
That's what she said.
Okay. Stop it, you two. Maury, name 5 things you inflate with your mouth.
Balloon. Gum. Inflate with your mouth. Tire?
Loser. Fire.
How do you inflate a tire?
What
with
if
your
you
mouth?
Have no option?
You can't.
It's virtually impossible.
Like, is there not like a kitty tire?
No, well, I mean, okay, I would have given you balloon. Yes, gum bubble I would have given
yeah.
you.
What possibly else?
A beach ball.
Okay, ball, yeah.
I would have given you an air mattress. What about one of those life jackets, like on an airplane with the little red tubes?
What do you have to do before your kid?
Maury, I would have even given you lungs.
Tire.
Tire. Okay, you have to get this. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, Maury, name 5 red foods.
Beets. Red foods. Red. Cookbook.
Loser.
You didn't say cookbook?
Depending on which red.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay. Maury.
Beets.
Tomatoes.
Oh my God, yeah.
Apples.
But the inside of an apple is not red.
Strawberries.
Strawberry, yeah.
Cherries. Peppers.
Peppers.
Beets.
Not book.
No, not book. Definitely not book. Little Italy.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com
or on the KISS 92.5 app.